Joining me now is Charles Watts, who covers Reading, and it's been a bit of turmoil over the last few weeks, hasn't there, Charles? First of all, the big story that Nick Blackman has left the club. How big a surprise was that?
Well, I think it was certainly a surprise at how quickly it happened. It's not really a surprise when you look at it from a sort of footballing or maybe even a business point of view, given he was out of contract at the end of the season, so he was going to walk away at a free. And had made it clear to Reading throughout the last few months that he wasn't going to sign a new deal. So I think when a few clubs started making bids at the start of January, there was only going to be one outcome, really. And as frustrating as it is for the fans and even for people like me who cover the club who wanted to see Nick stay because he'd been so important this season, but there was only really going to be one outcome, especially when the money you're talking about, sort of between £3 and £4 million for a player that in 6 months' time could walk away for a free.
And when you look at Blackman, I mean, last couple of seasons he's done okay, but this season he really had made a big impact.
Oh, he made a massive impact. He's done a huge impact. I think the sort of stat is he's been directly involved in just under half of every single goal Reading has scored this season. We've always heard in the last, well, since he joined the club, basically, that he's a huge talent and he showed it week in, week out on the training pitch. But for the first couple of years he was here, we never actually saw him sort of produce that sort of thing on a Saturday or a Tuesday. But this season he'd finally done that. He just came on leaps and bounds, really. Started the season well, started pre-season well, got a lot of confidence during pre-season, was playing, scoring goals, and he just took that into the regular Championship season, hasn't looked back. And it's not just, obviously, goals. He scored 13 of them this season, but the quality of the goals as well, when you look back at them, is really good strikes all around the pitch, headers, close-range finishes, strikes from distances, and assists as well. He was a really, really important part of this Reading team. So it's going to be interesting to see how they cope without him, for the second half of the season.
And obviously one of the big changes is the fact that Brian McDermott, former Leeds United boss, is back at Reading, had a lot of success during his first time. How would you assess the opening couple of weeks from this spell?
It's been a bit mixed when you look at the results, but I think he's done all right. He came in, he got a win on the first day against Blackburn, which was important, but then it was back-to-back defeats against Wolves on Boxing Day and then at home to Brentford. But in those two games, they easily could have won both of them. It was really, really tight. I mean, the Wolves game at Molineux on Boxing Day dominated. I think they had about 25 shots and Wolves only had 5 and they lost 1-0. It was just one of those days where nothing seemed to happen for them. And Brentford, slightly more even, but again, it was a game they could have won. And they ended up getting no points from those two games. So that was disappointing. But they came back on Saturday and got a really important win against Bristol City. It wasn't pretty, far from it. It was a pretty ugly match, to be fair, and upset Nick Blackman, who won it in injury time. But it was a good win. So you sort of look at it, he's played 4 games, he's won 2 of them, could well have won the other 2 as well. So I think there's certainly, you're seeing signs of improvement, because towards the end of Steve Clark, it wasn't good. The results weren't coming and they needed a change, and hopefully Brian can come back in and kind of replicate the success that he had before.
And next up is an FA Cup tie. It's against Huddersfield Town. Just in terms of Brian McDermott, do you think the FA Cup's going to be a big thing he's after? A good spell in that?
I think so. We spoke to him about it this morning, actually, and he's had good success. Well, with Reading, he's had good success in the Cup. He's reached 2 quarterfinals here, which isn't bad. It's been both times they were in the Championship. Actually, no, one of them they were in the Premier League. So, but he's reached 2 quarterfinals, and I think Reading have only ever reached the semi-final themselves twice in 88 years. One of those was last season. So he's got a decent record. And he said today he's taking it very seriously. I don't think we're going to see wholesale changes up here. Some managers like to rotate their squads for the cup games, certainly in the third round. But I think Brian will take a fairly full squad up there. And he wants to win, no mistake about that. He wants to get a good run in this cup. Brian's all about momentum. He talked about it. The success he's had at Reading has always been at this time of year. He saw his team start to generate momentum and have a really good second half of the season. And, you know, they won at the weekend. They got a good last-minute goal. The morale's good. And he'll want to really add to that momentum. And he'll know a win at Huddersfield is really important for that.
And obviously, from the outside looking in, it's a new manager for Huddersfield Town over the last couple of weeks. Have you seen what David Wagner's been getting up to?
I mean, I haven't been paying too much attention to it, but he came in, it's quite a big name when he came in, given his link with Mr. Klopp from Liverpool. So good luck to him. But I think Reading have had mixed results against Huddersfield since they've come back. So they'll go up there pretty wary. And strangely enough, they played Huddersfield at this stage of the competition last year and won 1-0 thanks to that man, Nick Blackman, who got the winner in the second half. They know all about him and they know the threats they possess. Naki Wells always seems to have a good game against Reading. He's a bit of a nemesis to them, so he'll be certainly got their eye on Saturday.
And when you look at it, obviously, we're in the transfer window right now. Reading have lost a key player. In terms of potential arrivals, is there anything in the pipeline?
I think they've certainly got things in the pipeline. Whether they're close, I'm not too sure. They'll want to get hit. Well, Brian does want to get in a replacement for Naki. But you've got to remember, Reading have got Matej Vidra sitting here at the moment. He's on loan for Watford for the season, a proven 20-goal scorer in the Championship, a player of real, genuine quality. And he hasn't hit the ground running since he's come here. He's only scored 2 goals. He's clearly struggling for confidence. I think the most important thing, rather than getting someone in possibly to replace Blackman, is to get the best out of Vidra, because it's going to be a crying shame for a player of his quality if he goes back to Watford at the end of the season having failed to make an impact, because he's that good. I mean, he's a quality player. And I think that's vitally important for Reading now, is not so much focusing on bringing someone in, because it's difficult to get someone in January who's going to be as good as Blackman, as scored the goals as Blackman, but they've got someone at the club who's proven to be able to do that. And I think that's the important thing, getting the best out of him.
And just finally then, looking at that game between Huddersfield Town and Reading, what's your score prediction?
Score prediction? I've got to say Reading win, really. And I think they'll go up there. It's going to be a difficult game. I think if Reading do keep Wells quiet, then I think they'll win, and I'll go with a 2-1 away victory.